I'm Phil Nee with sports. High school football teams will have their first outings today, although won't count in the standings. It is a scrimmage for several teams. The Richland Center Hornets will be at La Crosse Logan with a scrimmage time of 10 o'clock this morning. Logan, Sparta, and Aquinas will all be there. River Valley will host a scrimmage this evening featuring Poinette. Action gets underway at 5 p.m. Riverdale is at Royal High School along with Viroqua and Mauston for a scrimmage that will kick off at 5 o'clock. Football scrimmage tonight at River Ridge High School. It's River Ridge, Ithaca Weston, Dodgeville, and Southwestern East Dubuque. They will start that at 5 o'clock today. And Kickapoo LaFarge will be at North Crawford this afternoon with Belmont. That gets underway at 2 o'clock in 8-player scrimmage action. Brooke Mosier was in Richland Center this week, a part of the Richland Center volleyball camp. She is the guest clinician, and after spending a few years at Illinois, later in the Final Four Pittsburgh Pitt volleyball team, one of the top setters in the history of the state of Wisconsin. Mosier giving back to the sport by teaching the young this week. I caught up with her at Richland Center High School, and we had to talk about volleyball and how it looks for the future.
I think volleyball is just the most team sport that you can possibly get. You can't really have one person truly like take over and touch every single ball all the time. You have to rely on someone being able to pass, someone being able to hit, someone being able to set. So it really just helps you make those connections, get those extra friendships with those teammates, and you get to cheer every single time, which kind of doesn't really happen in those other sports. You don't get to come into a huddle and cheer for each other, which I think that is just a big draw to volleyball.
One of the things I've always worried about following the Hornets and other teams is that somebody's going to get hurt in some of these celebrations, right?
That's funny. Yeah, I have seen a couple times where someone maybe is like throwing a fist bump, accidentally hitting someone. But I think after like a couple weeks, everyone gets to know each other. We get to know what's going on. And of course, sometimes you might need to tell someone, hey, maybe high five me a little less hard, but it's all right. It's all good.
So now you're a pro, is that right?
Yes, yeah, I just finished my first professional season with the Omaha Supernovas, and then this upcoming season, in December, our games start. I'll be playing for LOVB Minnesota, and then I'll get to play in Madison a few times, which will be really fun.
Oh, okay. So tell us about that league and how it works. Teams all across the country then?
Yeah, there's 10 teams now in LOVB, so there's, I'll see if I can try to list them all. Minnesota, Madison, Salt Lake City, two teams in California, two teams in Texas, Miami, and Atlanta. I think that gets me to roughly 10. And Madison. I don't know if I said that, but yeah.
You get to see the country then again, right?
Yeah, so they just split themselves into an Eastern and Western Conference. So everyone in the Eastern Conference will get to play twice, or get to go there twice, and then everyone in the Western Conference get to go there once. So I'll get to go to all those different places, which is awesome. Because I don't think I've ever really been to Salt Lake City or really spent too much time in California, for example, or even Miami. I went there once with Pitt to play at Miami, so that'll only be my second time ever being able to go to Miami. So
what's that jump like? I mean, you go from high school to college and now to the pros. I mean, every level you're playing with or against the best players at that level. They've all been probably the best on their teams previously, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the jump is, I think, goes from, obviously everyone's really good in college and then even better professionally, and then everyone just gets that much smarter. So the second they see that maybe there's a hole in the block, a hole in the defense, maybe a middle blocker guesses the wrong way, the setters are going to know to set it a different way. So everyone just gets that much smarter, and the game just gets that much better.
Mm-hmm. You have a relation here in Richland Center, right? Laura Selgeby, can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Laura was my mom's best friend growing up. They both had houses way up north in Iron River, Wisconsin. So they were besties growing up, still besties now. So Laura is my godmother. Uh-huh. So we've been reconnecting over the summer. We spent the 4th of July up north together with my whole family, and then she's letting me stay at her house this whole week. So just a quick 5-10 minute drive, way easier than the hour and 45 minutes it is from my house. So really fun that she's here and letting me be able to do this.
Was she an influence on you through the years? Like, I mean, obviously you probably didn't need much coaxing to play volleyball.
Yeah, I think Laura's probably honestly how my mom got into volleyball. Laura started the club here, and then my mom started one actually a few years ago when I graduated high school. So I'm sure my mom had a lot of questions about those club things, how it all works, and stuff like that. And Laura's always been a great supporter, watching me on TV, traveling to a couple games and everything.
What's next for you when your volleyball playing days are done? What kind of a career are you looking at?
Yeah, hopefully I can play volleyball for as long as possible. And then after that, I want to become a sports dietitian.
Well, thanks for talking with us. It's a great thing to meet you, and keep up the good work here for the youth of Richland Center area.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was part of our conversation from earlier this week at Richland Center Volleyball Camp with Brooke Mosier, the guest clinician who is now a professional women's volleyball player. Night League hometown baseball last night. Arena with a win, 7-2 over Belleville. Arena advances deeper into the Night League tournament. Also, Verona, 6-5 over Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Reedsburg, 7-5 over Poinette. And it was Evansville getting the win against Mazumdani. That final was 4-3. Games coming up on Sunday in the Western section: Belleville at Verona, Blanchardville at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb, and Cross Plains plays at Ashton in the Northern section final. A lack of offense for the Packers last night, a 28-9 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Brewers scored 3 in the ninth to win it 5-4 last night, coming back against the Dodgers for the big win.